So, welcome to everyone. So, any digested fragrance to be shared, or something undigested to be discussed, please feel free.
Yesterday you talked about this living in the moment.
Living in the moment.
Yes, it's like being on a treadmill, which is a good reason to make some practice.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you talked about this Kit Kat place where you can get sweets.
Uh-huh.
You remember?
Yeah.
Said when there is this calmness which comes where you can. So, I'm not sure if I didn't got the link or if I understood it. So is it that you say that in this deep rest you can refresh it, or is it that you said that on the edge, on living on the time?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was saying that from that deep rest, you know, it's possible to do anything, you know. That was like what I was saying, you know, like from this very, very deep rest you are calling, so I am also calling. From that place is possible to do anything. That was my kind of, you can act in the life without disturbing that deep rest. That was, I was pointing out.
But there is still no guarantee that it stays forever. No?
You want a guarantee card?
No.
You know, like, because it's very easy. It's like a piece of paper.
I'm just talking about my experience, because sometimes it's like I had a very deep rest.
Yeah,
like,
certainly.
In the world, and I act like, wow, I'm so relaxed.
Like, yeah.
Or whatever, but at a certain point I realize.
Yeah.
My battery is
again. Yeah. Certainly, yeah. So recharging, you know, is the way. Like certainly, you know, but battery will be discharged. So recharge again by connecting to that. Like that is the way. You know, like in the beginning, like I think Patanjali will be talking like all these, what you are talking. Like certainly, you know, it's not that one time you arrive there and it's guaranteed, you know. Like, you will get a guarantee paper, you know, like it's slipping back is always possible. And of course then, you know, having slipped back and having tried back again, of course there comes a time that, like a, like you learn a way that even if slipping happens, it is like a jump, you know. It's not slipping anymore. Like you really, kind of like always from there. But, you know, it's practices, you know, practices. And then, it's not like a one time arriving there and to think that I will not sleep. It's not possible. Yes.
Is that what is being referred as abhyasa?
Yeah, abhyasa.
So it's, and of course the abhyasa continues till you have got within you to be able to generate that?
Yeah, like until Krishna comes to you, until this ability to gravitate like comes. And once having that ability, then because it's always there and it really pulls you. So kind of like you make jump, but to be pulled. Like from there also, like as human, many times there are, you know, attraction to gulab jamuns, you know, attraction to like few things you still as individual you like. But of course, like you make a jump and you will be pulled. So like, you know, this is, I think he will be talking. Yes, please. Yes, please.
Because I don't understand this.
Yeah.
You spoke about the fourth dimension. And the fourth dimension is it's the first, you're riding the first.
Yeah.
And when you're riding the first, there can be no concepts. There can be no language. There can be no symbols.
Yes.
There can only be no perception, only sensing. In a way, you can only have sensing, no perception in that state.
Yeah, also I think sensing is not there, you know.
Kind not even sensing.
Yeah, you know, because it's like a... yeah, okay, so, yeah. Yes, please.
How can there arise a creative impulse from such a place, a creative impulse to write a book?
Yes.
Like Patanjali did?
Yeah, you know, certainly, questionable, you know, like, but I think, you know, you know, like when you really love, then it's possible, you know, out of love. Like a, you know, there is like a kind of love. You love without knowing the difficulties. And this is kind of like love, you know the difficulties, you know, difficulties, like because you have gone through, so you really know. And if something can be done, you know, if you know, like out of that impulse come, like really, it's pure kind of, you know, purely out of that love towards us.
Totally
yeah, you know, I think
it's more like it's like, yeah, it's no longer I who live, it's love who lives me.
Yeah,
it's kind of
something like that, yeah. Like, yeah. And also, like, actually, understanding, like, we think it's like a great thing, but it really falls apart, you know, like it's. Like arriving where Patanjali is, understanding, you know, falls apart. Knowledge falls apart. what stays is like, kind of like experiencing, you know, like what still stays is experiencing. And in experience, like experiencing is so deep that like a, in kind of like in one go, you really start from A and go to until Z, kind of like, you know, like that kind of experiencing happens, is really begins with like a, or in another way I can say, it really begins with like very mad human mind, and it really reach to that peace in one go. So it really knows that peace as well as the madness of human mind, like in one go, not separate. And from there, maybe this impulse, if we can say it's not really impulse, you know, it's really see, you know, like the see happens, you know, like the whole see, like the whole see, like, yeah, kind of like a, something like, it's, it cannot be called impulse, you know, it's really something, yeah, like, certainly not impulse, you know, and that really moves you, moves you, moves you to make efforts, you know, in case this is helpful.
Indian saints, like Ramana Maharshi, Negro Dalai, Ramakrishna, all of these.
Yeah.
Now, did these people have these the qualities that you were talking about? Or
yeah, certainly.
Were they? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
They were, because it seems like, you know, many times I've read some of the stories of some of these saints, and you know, sometimes they joke with their disciples and make fun because they know about a particular problem of one person and things like that. And to me, that's kind of a personality. That's the way, you know, some people are that way, you know, and they joke around with people. Other people are very serious. And so that kind of seems like a personality trait.
And
so what my original question was is the qualities that you're talking about, you know, way above that? Or do these folks fit into that system that you're talking about?
Yeah.
This man.
So kind of like say the, I'm talking like this big love, like, you know, like very, very big love, you know, beyond, cannot be made a concept, but when it will flow through somebody, like say Ramana Maharshi. So certainly this flow will have flavor of Ramana Maharshi, you know. The flavor is left. Like the, you know, there are two things in personality. One is flavor, another is force.
Force,
you know, like through which personality act through. So force is not there, but certainly flavor is there. So then when the force comes from behind, it really brings the flavor, you know, like from outside, it really feels without personality, this cannot be done from outside. But it's because flavor will always be there, you know, flavor of one individual will always be there. So that's why it's like confusing to us, you know, because it's certainly Ramana Maharshi acts very different. Ramakrishna acts very different. Like, you know, all of them, they have their past, you know, like flavor of their past. So somehow this is why it looks different.
So it's not really personality, but it's
the flavor, you know.
Flavor.
Yeah. Smell, you know. Like in order to, like say, if somebody acting not having a body, then we don't have like this grasping ability to see, to be helped by that. Like, you know, because we have like limitations to acknowledge the help. So if it is like, of course, like there will be this force always going on, but as long as something has not been said or, you know, all those things, it will be very difficult for us to grasp that. So somehow, somewhere like this, fragrance is very helpful as well as, because of our limitedness, because we can only understand within that realm.
You, some of these saints, you know, had the ability to know what their disciples were thinking or know them so well.
Not some of, you know, all of.
All of them.
Yes.
Okay. So this is just a part of this.
Like in process, you know, like because the process they have gone through, like you know, this comes, you know, this is on the way, you know, like if you are, it's like that, you know, like if you are coming to Saptarishi, like, you know, suddenly you have to be on this road, kind of like, you know, these are the roads through which they pass to come to. So of course, you know, all these, you know, there comes a time in the practices that, you know, this, like edge screen, you know, like the, in people, whatever is going on, you see edge in screen, and then you have to put off because it's really disturbing, you know, because like, then you say, okay, you know, I don't want this all the time, you know, I want when I want, kind of. It's more practical. So all this happens, you know, it's like, it's part of the process. However, you know, like I call part of process, you can call steps, you know, it's no problem, I have no problem, whatever, however you want to call. Yes, of course.
Who you're reading? Who is this?
It's Patanjali. Patanjali, you know, it's like just behind you, you know, if you see. There is this photo. Like, on the wall. And it's not like only photo, he's there actually, you know, listening. Listening you, questioning, and yeah. Yeah, this.
The second,
you know. Like just behind Lenny, you know. Like really watching from the above, you know.
What now? of course, we know that we can see that he's naked.
Yes.
Has he given up all of everything and even any kind of clothing?
No, probably, you know, the time he lived, there was not clothing available, kind of, probably, that time, you know. So they had to manage with, like, leaves of, you know, trees. And of course, like, when you have such a love, it's very difficult to pick leaves. So. Yes, several of them, but some of them are having clothes, you know, like this guy.
But, you know, when I see these naked bodies, I guess, it reminds me of the Jains, you know, that give up everything and even, you know, small clothes.
Yeah, but I think, you know, like they give up everything, but not recognition, you know. Like if, like what happens, like In the beginning, it could be that giving up happened, you know, to someone. But then people who come in that tradition, because they really want to be recognized. So they give up clothes, but they don't give up recognition, you know, because, and that is very important to be given up, because, you know, that will kind of like make you to play a drama. Like if recognition, you know, like because if people really like you to be naked, you are naked because people like. You are not naked because of you, you know, somehow. So later it's like the whole drama. So sorry to kind of, you know, to talk like that, you know.
I have one thing, uh-huh, which is when you said that there's still some individuality, is that the bit that desires to love?
You know, I think it's not desire, you know, like you are forced to love, like somewhere.
But is that the individual bit?
Because it comes through an individual. You understand? Like that force pass through.
But there's no sense of identity with the personality.
You know, it's not difficulty for them, you know. It's like, you know, for us as practitioner, sense of identity is very difficult. For them is a play.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not that.
But you said there's still, like in terms of the self, there's still some sense of self. So that's
like, we, you know, because like, you know, the expression always comes as, you know, like having different flavor. So in that way, like it could be said that
flavor.
Yeah, flavor is the flavor. Yeah.
There's no sense of identity at all.
You know, I think there is everything, you know, like you know, like because it's kind of like the life is lived in such a deep place that nothing is neglected. You know, everything is included. So I cannot say that sense of identity is not there. It's there, but not to the degree which disturbs. Yeah. Okay.
Suppose
अंग्रेजी में बोल दे हाँ.
I have a bottle of water.
जी.
And I put it into a glass.
हम्म.
Whenever it goes back in the glass, it will form the shape of the glass.
Yes.
And whenever it goes back into the bottle, it will take the shape of the bottle. There's no identity in the water. It's just that it's coming through a particular
something,
vessel.
Something. Yeah.
You know, it's so coming through a particular.
Yeah.
A vessel.
Yeah.
And that's what the flavor is all about.
Yeah. So thank you.
Ajayji starts doing the jive, he will jive in his way. If I do the jive, I jive in my way.
Yeah.
I think that's the closest.
Yeah. So I think, you know, it's a very good example. Yeah. Yeah.
He jive his way.
Yeah. So I think, you know, it's very good. Thank you. You know, like to make it understand. Yeah. Thank you. So into Patanjali or into somebody else. Okay, so into Patanjali. So he was talking about abhyas vairagyabhyam tannirodha. Like practicing to stay on rope, kind of like really practice to be with life, to be with And why he is using practicing? Because really understands how difficult that is, you know, like because of us, we really kind of like a, say, even when you come from your room to, say, to this meditation hall, you know, which will take 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and even in this time, you know, many times you think, I should walk out, you know? Like it's like this, like when these 2-3 minutes, if you really catch yourself, you know, you find, I'm not feeling like listening Patanjali today, you know? I'm really feeling to go to Ganga. And then suddenly moving from the Ganga to, you know, but it's nice to hear Patanjali. And then, kind of like even these 3 minutes are not spent like with one way. Like even only 3 minutes, I'm just describing only 3 minutes. And this really goes on 24 hours. And really knowing this, that, you know, this is what we do, you know, like every, in 1 minute, you know, we have, like, good people have 5 faces, you know, like 5 different, like in 1 minute. And, you know, some people can have 60, you know, some people even very fast, they can have 90. And that's why he's saying, like, abhyas, like, because he really knows us, like, so well, you know, like, we really cannot hide from him anything. And that's why he's saying, like, abhyas. You really have to practice to be on. Otherwise, I know that, you know, like you will start from your room as Ajay, but coming to this hall, like, you know, many faces in between, maybe you end up being Patanjali kind of here, kind of like, really knows how we act, how we are. And this is why he is using abhyas, because without having one face for couple of minutes, you know, it's not possible. That's why he's saying that abhyas. You know, you really have to practice to be and stay with. And then he's saying, Vairagya Abhyam. And he knows that, you know, like from my room on the way, you know, if I smell gulab jamun, I will walk towards that. Like, he really knows that. And this is why he says, Vairagya. You know, like if the smell of gulab jamun comes, postpone that, you know, like really, because you really have to live the moment, and smell will be not smell, you know, but smelling and walking towards will be obstacle to stay in the moment. So that's why he's using vairagya, like a postponing, we can say, you know, I can, okay, I want to be with, and later I can enjoy gulab jamun. So, saying like abhyas, practicing, and postponing, we can say, will be the way to stay with the with this edge of
So as part of the Vyasa, mm-hmm. you use the word just be. I don't know if you meant it like the way I heard it, but you know, a lot of times you hear the phrase to remain in being and not becoming. So mm-hmm. it just kind of clicked when you said that a Vyasa, maybe the way you're talking about it, mm-hmm. you know, it's just stay as being.
Yeah.
Actually.
Also, being is not actually correct, you know. Yeah, certainly.
At least stay.
Yeah, at least, you know, that is helpful. But, you know, he's not referring to being even, you know.
He's not giving the landing place of being, yeah. But instead of moving into a becoming and moving into
things. Yeah. Kind of. So that is his, like, for this chapter, you know, is. This practice, you know.
But also the word being points to just remaining as presence.
Mm-hmm. But kind of like, you know, actually, like, you know, as long as any kind of process is there, is not being, you know.
Right.
So this is why, like, you know, too, because there will be like a misunderstanding, like if you say being, means there will be like at least.
Because we're talking.
Yeah. Kind of, you know, like it cannot be talked actually.
Yeah.
But in spite, because he's trying, so I'm also trying, you know. So saying like really being. On the edge, like somehow, you know, it's the edge which doesn't have edge, you know, kind of like we can say that way. Like being on the edge, which is not an edge, somehow, like if we can manage to. So saying like that will be the practice for this chapter and postponing will be a help to remain with the practice.
Postponing the imagined
attractions, you know. Attraction. Yeah. Postponing the attractions will be the help, you know, like really will provide help. And he's saying like if you manage, then certainly tan nirodha. They really cease, like the whole attempt of life into expressions really cease. Yeah, because for being, you know, like you need a kind of feeling of being, you know. In order to be, you need a feeling of being, and that will be disturbance. So this is why kind of I'm really trying to point out.
So then they get into this, it's neither being nor non-being nor absence of being and non-being.
You know, it's like as I said, you know, it cannot be talked. But talking, you know, he's talking, I'm also talking. But somehow, like it really, by talking, sometimes it clicks, you know.
Like,
Nisabda to bahut bolta hun. It's always like, you know, but like also by talking, you know, I have seen clicking kind of, you know. So like it's rare, but of course that happens. And next one, you know, like he has not left the abhyas yet. Kind of, no, it's like very, very keen for the abhyas, for the practice. And he's saying, tatra isthito yatno bhyasa. Like a like really to be on the edge which doesn't have an edge, you know, like really be there, tatra sthito, like really like a, say, if, yeah, 1 minute, yeah. If the flow of Ganga stops by itself, which is like, of course, difficult, you know, because the flow is flow. But what he is asking is like, if flow of Ganga stops without making a kind of stop, tatra sthito, like if you really manage to make your house, you know, really manage to be in this, on this edge, which is not an edge, and even then you have to, because like somehow flow will shake your feet, like flow of life is like, is life, is really force, kind of. So certainly flow will make you to flow, you know, in the flow of expression, like the flow of expression there is so strong that it will make you shake, like not milk shake, you know, like
maybe this. Also milk
shake. Yeah, also milk shake.
But shake in a,
yeah, kind of like, you know, you
will try to disturb you like
not people, like, you know, the flow of life, you know, the flow of expression, you know, like it, there is the strength of attractions. Even if you manage that is not there, the flow of expression will also kind of like, you know, the life, like they say, like a, you know, if Patanjali has to write this book before he is finished. You know, that
I don't know if it's the best word.
So whatever is best, you know, I don't know. So you have to really correct me, you know. So.
Dance.
Huh?
Dance.
Dance, okay. So dance, yeah. Yeah, shakiness. Yeah, because, you know, like there are, like, say, the love, like we were just now talking, if that love is entertained before the time, that will be a disturbance.
Like that,
yeah, like, you know, also maybe many times not compulsion, but really, like many times, like in our daily life, like some idea comes, you know, and it's like, it's so great but so disturbing, you know, like really, it could be the greatest idea, but it's really greatest disturbance, you know, at the same time. So this is what he's pointing out.
You're saying in a way the nature of life force is to
yeah.
keep doing.
Yeah, kind of, you know, like you. You know that, so that's why he's saying like tatra sthito, you know, if you can really be on the edge which has no edge, sthito, like, you know, there you can be and still you have to make yourself backwards, you know, forward, you know, like still by the flow of life, you know, by this great idea, you know, you will be kind of, you know, you will bend to kind of reach out Wobbling, yeah. So, yeah, just 1 minute and then I'm coming to you. I just like, let's just let me finish. So he's saying like, like that is the, he's saying like, that's what I mean by practice, you know, like this. Suddenly this wobbliness will be there, you know, as Jayaji is saying, like wobbliness. I really don't understand wobbliness. Same thing, yeah. Natka. So he's saying like, you know, that is what I mean by effort and practice. Like it's a effort. Like you have to bend, you know, you will be bent by the force and you have to stand again. So that is what the effort and practice is. Yes, please, yeah. Sorry to give you wait, yeah.
just us talking about this makes me so happy. I even though I'm far away from any specializations, but this edge that has no edge, like no outside, no inside, no shape, no color, no, and that awareness of this awareness that is, and then I really like this question of the landing place.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel, you know, I tried to express it this morning, it's hard to express, where you even watch yourself losing.
You even watch?
You can even watch yourself losing it.
Yeah, certainly.
It's sort of like your mind just is going somewhere else.
Yeah. Certainly.
So if
yeah.
Mm-hmm. If there's any help you can offer, like about trying to
kind of like
open, really
yeah. Yeah, kind of like really, you know, I think, you know, Patanjali is offering, you know, he's saying that you really, you know, accept that you will bend, you know, wobbling?
Wobbling,
you know, like you, that will, accept that will happen. But
what does that mean? That you will fall or that your mind will fall?
Just if you think of the image of being in a river, it's stronger and it's more dangerous.
Yeah. So, like, you know, he's offering that, you know, please come by, you know. Of course, like, you will be by the current of life, you know, like, you will many times, you know, almost be flat, but then get up again. And not be tired of getting up, because you have to get up again and again and again and again and again and again without getting tired up. So that is the trick, you know. Please don't get tired up is the trick.
A friend of mine always says, "We wibbles and we wobbles, but we don't fall down."
So maybe like, you know, speaking not in London English, you know, so that people can, like little slowly.
We wibbles and we wobbles, mm-hmm. And we don't fall down.
Okay, so.
It's like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So saying like, you know, tatrasito yatno bhyasa. Like really. Kind of, you know, as Ram Charanji said, dance, you know. Because you have, and then this side, and then this kind of stuff. So really make that dance happen, and that will be the effort. And practice. And then he's saying, tat param purus khyate gun vaitra sunayam. Yeah, so, like if you If you manage to be like that, if you manage to stand, then you will get ability, because you know this life, it has nature of expression as well as nature of purusha. Purusha means like nature of nature which is not keen to express, like, you know, this life is happening in through the mixture of keenness to express as well as no keenness to express, no? Both are present there in this, like in this prakriti and purusha, yeah. Like this keenness to express as well as having no keenness to express, no? Both are like mixed, you know, both are there. And you are not stable because somehow both together are running the show, like, you know, it's like two people running the show. So it's really difficult to. So he's saying, like, no, if you manage to do that, then you will be able to get, like, to separate, you know, the keenness to express and having no keenness of expression, you know, these two, purusha and prakriti. You know, how will you say?
I like your expression, keenness to express for prakriti. Mm-hmm. But no keenness to express for purusha.
Because is, you know, I don't have any other way, so please help me. Yeah?
You know better than me, but.
No, I don't know. If I know better than you, then I will have said.
Purusha is unmoving.
Yeah, certainly. So that's why I'm saying, like, having no keenness, you know, because that's why I'm coming, you know, to be. And, you know.
But it's not, I don't think it has this quality, say.
No, no at all. So. No, at all. So that's why, you know, I'm really asking your help, you know.
I mean, it's so subtle.
Yeah, certainly.
I think, from my understanding of Patanjali, if you read a little more, he explains it.
Certainly, but for now, you know.
Yeah. All of these manifestations,
yeah,
of
yeah,
property,
yeah.
Superimposed on the Purush,
yeah,
which doesn't move.
Doesn't have like that.
So exactly, there's a mixture, this
yeah,
misunderstanding of,
yeah,
Purusha in the property is the Maya, and as I understand the Yog is the understanding of the separate natures.
Yeah, like really understanding the two nature,
yeah,
and really ability to. Yeah, kind of to not mix, you know. Allow water be like stone. Kind of like allow Ganges to flow, but stay like, you know, it's not appropriate example, you know, just to like, you know. But really having ability to see,
yes,
what is flowing and what is not flowing. Kind of like he's saying, like, now if you spend enough time there, this ability will be available to you. Like you will be able to see nature as nature, purusha as purusha.
Like one sees the body changing, the body changes every morning, every Shanshan.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I see myself changing, which is not changing.
Yeah.
So certainly. Something like that.
Something like that. You know, like somewhere you are still like very, very child, you know. Like that feeling never goes away. Like, although, like when you get up and you see there is little pain in the body, and then you say, you know, I'm 58, but you never accept that, you know. Like, I think you accept that you are maybe 1 month or kind of, you know, or 1 month. Like, you know, there is like this deep knowing that, you know, certainly, but I'm that fresh. So like this ability to separate freshness and which is not fresh, like really comes from there. So maybe we can have little quiet time.